Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. You know, for the last year and a half, we have not done a segment that we had done since the inception of this program. And we would always focus on Thursday and look at what was happening over at the Linda, our performing arts space. Well, like the rest of the arts world, pretty much, the Linda was shuttered because of COVID-19 and now is emerging. The pause button has been unpaused. And they're moving forward. So as the dust settles and we get ready to move on, we have a wonderful new manager at the Linda. His name is Peter Hughes. That name may be new to you, to any of us who have worked in this region and have worked with artistic organizations. We know Peter quite well. So it's a great pleasure to have you on Team Linda.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be leading Team Linda and be on the great ship WAMC.
Well, it's a great pleasure to have you here. Congratulations on the gig.
Thank you.
Even though it's been a little while now, but it's good to have you here. And so, things are happening again.
Yeah, things are happening at the Linda WAMC's Performing Arts Studio once again. And what an interesting time for me to jump on board with the first big project of trying to reopen the doors and shake off the ring rust, to steal a boxing phrase, on the Linda. So a couple weeks ago, he opened up again with Paco, and that was an amazing, glorious celebratory event, the Afrofusion Orchestra, and that was great, and everyone came, and everyone cheered, and it was wonderful. But tomorrow night, we start what is called the Open for Business Concert Series, which is the spiritual successor to our virtual concerts that happened over the past year, the Open for Takeout Series, with the best live and local regional performers performing, along with some special guest comics, some special guest spoken word artists, playing the Linda once a week. I'm there to host and having a great time and really just celebrating being celebratory in person again. Tomorrow night, you may have heard it on the intro, we have the Nolanauts, who are two guys, Tom O'Connor and Brian Lawler, and their Band of Nine, who celebrate everything New Orleans, everything New Orleans funk. They are religious attendees of the New Orleans Jazz and His Heritage Festival, and they are going to have a great time at the Linda, and also they're going to be opened up by a great comic from the city, and that is Chris Lamberth. He'll be opening for them, and then we'll be doing that. So that's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
A great idea and a great way to open it up. And the name of the series again is the
Open for Business Concerts.
The Open for Business.
Open for Takeout became Open for Business.
Okay, that's right. And yeah, I was going to make a takeout reference, but I really can't think of anything, so we'll just move on. All right, beyond that.
All right, so Open for Business continues next Thursday. These are pretty much all on Thursdays. Next week, Jim Gaudet and the Railroad Boys, who are great. They describe themselves as both old timeless and old timey. And they're fantastic, and they're going to be playing. And Mike Jerkovic, who's a great hot poet, spoken word artist, will be doing an opening thing for them because we want to get a little bit of variety, a little bit of vaudeville into the Linda, just sort of a different version of what we got going on.
Yeah.
Little bit of everything.
Seltzer down the pants kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's great.
All right.
Good.
Pies in the face. All right. So July 22nd. These boys from the North Country, Saratoga Springs and Glens Falls, Wild Adriatic, is going to be playing on July 22nd. July 29th, Open for Business has Dr. Baker, who are two guys from Philadelphia who landed here in Albany. They've got some SUNY Albany connections, and they're a great kind of grungy rock band, and they've got comic Michael Briganti opening for them. But then August 7th, this is not part of Open for Business. This is an actual real concert. I mean, that's a real concert. This is an actual touring show. Leslie Mendelson, who is a fantastic, amazing singer-songwriter. She's collaborated with Jackson Browne. She's opened for The Who. She's going to be playing, and her new album is If You Can't Say Anything Nice. And then she put out a COVID acoustic album called In the Meantime, and she's going to be playing on August 7th, and we could not be happier to invite her.
So that's cool. More stuff?
There is more stuff.
Well, go ahead. We have about another minute. So, give me another minute.
Open
of
for
more
business.
Stuff.
Katie Gallagher with D. Collins, poet from Troy, August 13th. Blues legend John Primer and the Real Deal Blues Band.
That's cool.
Comes back to the Linda. And August 17th, Kim Hawkey performs We the Nighthawks. That's a premiere album from a local songwriting team called Rivers and Morris. So all good stuff happening at the Linda. That takes us through about mid-August.
Now, to your understanding, people who are coming back, obviously the people who come in are comfortable, but do you have a sense that most people are comfortable going out and saying, oh, I'm ready to experience live music again?
I think there is an initial hesitancy, like anyone has, to do something new, but the moment takes them over when they get there. So it is nice for them to come into a place with the Linda where it has its own parking and it is safe and secure and everyone's having a good time, and that people seem their enthusiasm to be together again and enjoy music gets them over their initial hesitancy. And we've had nothing but good remarks and good word and good feeling so far.
That's terrific. Well, keep that going. And it's a it's a wonderful thing, and not, you know, obviously in a COVID sense, but coming together and being together and experiencing live performance and live music. It's a wonderful thing to experience and cherish.
It is what we're doing. Yeah.
Absolutely. Peter Hughes is the manager of the Linda. You can find out more information about all the cool events he just mentioned by going to the website. It's thelinda.org. thelinda.org. Peter, it is a great pleasure to have you on board. I thank you very much for being a part of the team here, but as being a part of the program as well. We'll
talk to you soon. Thank you very much. Absolutely.
Be well. Again, Peter Hughes, and you can find out more about the Linda, thelinda.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.